the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
All right, man, it feels like Monday.
Oh, man,
I'm dragging butt today.
Truly a Monday. Well, you had a busy weekend in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, man, yeah. A lot of miles.
Yeah.
A lot done. How are you? Welcome to it. Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG, Monday edition, 27th of July. Here we go. Kevin and Alex here. Steve will roll in a little bit here. We got a nice morning, a lot cooler.
It is cooler. I like it. I like the cool. I hope it's not, you know, the fall already, but it's 62 this morning, so it feels good out there. I opened the windows before I left. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we got plenty of summer left. But, yeah, just feels just about perfect, you know. But the big deal today is going to be the wind, as Megan said there. But
hey, you know, it's always the wind, right? Every day. Gusting to 25. So,
I don't know if you heard coming up. Was that it? Did you have any more? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Nope, we're good.
August is just around the corner, you know.
I know.
I mean, let's look at this calendar. I mean, Saturday, it's August. All right, Saturday. And I don't know if you heard. August is National Stop Blaming White People Month. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it's time to accept responsibility for your own bad choices.
That would be nice.
That's what it?
It
is. All right.
I would appreciate
Stop blaming the police month as well. I believe is the thing.
Wow, it's going to be a big month.
Okay, so ask me how my trip was to the cities Friday.
That's what I'm dying to know. How is things in the state of Minnesota and mask mandatory and all of that?
It was. Here's what happened. Friday, we took off. We had an AAU basketball tournament in Shakopee, down in...
Is that how they pronounce it down there?
That's how the non-Minnesotans pronounce it. Okay. Down in Shakopee?
Okay.
Shakopee? Down in Shakopee, and... we were at Shakopee High School. My goodness, what a facility that is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy, beautiful, amazing facility. I mean, Eden Prairie is right, you know, just past it.
Right.
But, wow, look like a college, like a small college campus, right? So we go. We have to, well, there's signs out. When we get there, we have to meet in an area by the entrance, by door number 17, which was the main entrance by the gyms. And then there's yard signs out with all the court numbers. Court 7, wait here. Court 8, wait here. Okay. Court 9, etc. We had...
Sounds organized.
Yeah. We had eight boys. We had eight players. And then we could have up to 25 spectators for our team, okay? We didn't have that many. We had maybe a dozen.
Sure.
You know? So we only had eight kids.
Right.
And a couple parents couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So we gather by the yard signs. We're waiting. Then, of course, you have to put your mask on.
As you're waiting.
Everybody has to put their... Not as you're waiting.
Oh,
when you're outside, you're fine.
Oh, good.
But when you go in, they take your temperature and you have to have your mask on. Everybody's got a mask on. They take your little forehead thing, point the little laser beam at your forehead, and you're good to go. So I get the mark of the thing, a temperature checked and a wristband. So now I'm good. I got my temperature checked and I got my wristband. I got my mask
good
on.
To
I'm
go.
Good to go.
Yes.
Oh, let's go watch some basketball. So we get into the gym, and it's a good-sized gym.
I would assume
and
so.
My wife and I decide, let's just sit more center court so we can kind of see the whole thing.
Right.
We ended up being the only two people sitting in that little area. Closest person to me was a couple of dads for the – this was the first game, and this pretty much was the case in every game. Was just, you know, we had a whole side of the court of four or five rows of bleachers, so we're all socially, physically distanced.
Very good, yes.
We got our distance going.
I'm proud of you.
So, I'm there, my wife and I, immediate family, right next to me. We sleep in the same bed, so I'm assuming I can take my mask off next to her.
So maybe not in public.
There's nobody around me. I'm probably 10 feet from the floor where the kids are playing. Where they're not playing with masks. They're grunting and sweating and playing and rocking and rolling. And
good to hear.
I'm 10 feet away from them. And I'm well away from anybody else. So I take my mask off. And I'm sitting there. And as I pull it off, I just kind of, you know, held it in my hand, whatever. Out of the corner of my eye.
Uh-oh. The mask police.
I see this dude eyeball me, and he stands up. He gets up.
You there.
And here he comes. He's walking across the end of the court, and he's beelining right for me.
Oh, brother.
And he comes to me, and he said, comes over, and he said, you need to leave your mask on. And I said, why is that? Well, why would I have to? This is my wife.
Right.
You know, he said, Well, that's the rules.
There's and no said, one by
I
you.
I said, but I thought it was 6 foot social distance. I don't want to spread it if I'm asymptomatic.
Nobody here.
There's nobody around me.
My temp was good.
I go, you're closer to me than any of these people are. What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. And he said, I'm sorry, you have to put your mask on. I said, all right, that's fine. Okay. So he watches me. I put my mask back on. So then as he's walking away, I just pull it down off my nose.
Right, so I can breathe.
And so this guy, he was watching me. He was watching everybody.
Oh my gosh.
The mask policeman. He was the mask enforcer.
So did he look like the guy on Vacation?
Just a regular guy. No, nope,
I thought he looked like
nope.
The moose says.
No. Yeah. Park's closed, folks. Yeah. No. And then later.
Did he have a badge or anything?
No,
so you knew that
he had a
baton.
AAU. I think he was part of the AAU effort. Anyway, but my point was with all of this, okay, here's the thing. My son plays in this game against every other kid on the other team.
Right?
They are rocking and rolling.
Breathing, sweating.
This is AAU ball. It's like jungle ball. I mean, it's physical. It's beating each other. I mean, it's under the hoop. I mean, they're guarding tight. They're right on us. They're, you know. So my son came in contact with every player from the other team, who I'm sure has been in contact with every parent and every friend and everything else for the last 2 weeks or whatever. So there's all that exposure happening. Our team comes off. Son comes off. And we're talking to all of them. We're kind of knuckling, but we're well within 6 feet of each other. I mean, we're right by each other, all in a kind of our group. And I'm thinking, what was the point of me sitting next to my wife, 10 feet away from everybody else? Because apparently I'm a huge risk. But we're going to let these kids go at it, who are probably more symptomatic than any of us parents. And yet we're going to all gather afterwards.
Well, you know the rules.
In the same group and the same thing. And to say, what about everything they touch? Are we going to breathe on them or that?
Yeah.
That was the whole thing of how ridiculous this is. You know, if we're going to do this, no basketball tournaments, no nothing. We need to shut everything down and everybody go home and supply up and we'll see you in 3 weeks. Or stop it. Shut up. Quit telling me I have to wear a mask when I'm sitting next to my wife 15 feet from anybody.
Right. It's ridiculous.
You know how bad I wanted to stand up and tell him to just off?
Well,
I knew they'd escort me out of
there. Right. I'm glad
we
didn't hear about you in the news, so that's good.
Well, I didn't have anybody to videotape me or I would have done that for the hits and the clicks. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
You sound a little ticked off about the whole thing.
Well, here, let me tell you this, too. I wasn't really ticked off. I'm scratching my, shaking my head about the whole thing.
Makes no
sense. It's ridiculous. So then, that's Friday, okay? The mask mandate doesn't go into effect until Friday night at midnight.
That's right.
So they were mandating this Friday as part of the event.
Sure.
Well, then we got
to Saturday. The event rules. Did they give you a list of rules?
No.
Oh.
Then we got to Saturday. And it was pretty much the same thing. Meet outside, meet here. We go inside. And then as we're coming in, as opposed to Friday, here's two people. And one of them is the masked policeman that got to me. And this other guy. And they're looking at everybody.
Sure.
They're eyeballing everybody coming in.
They got a job to do.
And then, so my buddy Dan, who I'm with, he's another parent. Dan and Paige. Young son Johnny, great basketball player. Dan has a bit of a condition. He has asthma.
Yeah.
And he does have an inhaler.
A lot of people do.
But he had his mask on, but he had it down over off of his nose.
Sure.
The two were coming in, and the two guys kind of stepped in, and they're like, you need to have your nose and mouth fully covered. And he's like, I have a condition. I have asthma. And he pulls out his inhaler. He says, I have an asthma. I just need to keep it off my nose.
Right, so I can breathe. It's humid. It's hot. I need to breathe.
They look at each other like, Well, how do we deal with this? They're like looking at each other, like, and one of them kind of like shrugs his shoulders.
Where's the rules for asthma?
Yeah.
Let's
take a
look. The
other guy opens his eyes, like, I don't know. What are we supposed to do here? So then the guy who talked to me said, well, then I'm sorry, sir. You can't be in this environment.
Oh, come on.
I said, and we all stopped. We're like, he's going to watch his son play basketball, who's going to be exposed to every other player on that floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, I'm sorry, sir, those are the rules.
No.
I said, what rules? The guy's got asthma. I go, and by the way, can you bring up the governor's guidelines? Because it does say if you have a health condition.
Right, yeah.
And they can ask him to prove it.
Right. And he had his inhaler. His prescription, it's got his name on it.
Yep. Nope, you can't be in this environment because of the deadly death bug.
Brother.
So we grinned and bared it, the whole thing.
Did he have it on a lot?
He put it up so he could get in. Down. As soon as he walked by those idiots, he just reached up and kind of popped it back down below his nose.
Oh, my gosh.
And they didn't. And the whole time after that, the next two games we played, and by the way, we went 0-2 on Friday against some of the best teams in the cities. My little old team from Frazee went 2-0 on Saturday and took the bronze.
Awesome. Congrats.
So that was huge. But, yeah, it's just all the double standards and the double speak and the you can't be here but you can't be there. You need to put that on. You just, well, I thought 6 feet covered it. I mean, I thought six
maybe
feet.
Maybe not at a basketball game if you're a parent.
How about if I'm more than six? How about if I'm like 15 feet from somebody? I mean, can I take the mask off then inside in a big gym where there's four gyms in one and it's a massive, huge open area?
How was the road trip part of it? Like stopping in the rest areas, was everyone wearing their masks and being safe in the restaurants? Were they all complying
on Friday, everybody was aware of it on Saturday, though. Good mm-hmm. Minnesotans. I mean, coming back. Friday, you know, again, you see half the people or whatever.
Sure.
Nobody doing anything. But coming back on Saturday, we made a couple of stops. And, yeah, everybody's really down for it. You know, they know that it's like a, you know, inconvenient
right.
thing that we have to now have one in our pocket to go into the store. I, by the way, this morning, waited until I got into North Dakota so I could go to Flying J and buy a burrito without having to put a diaper on my face. That's what I did today.
Thank you, Minnesota.
Yeah, there you go, Governor. Governor Walls, not going to do it. We don't have to. Coming up on 18 after 6 o'clock.
There you
it's
go.
Monday. There's
I don't blame
little,
you. I wouldn't either.
We'll update on the foray into the Twin Cities. Let's go to the Weather Center, see what kind of forecast we got. Looks like it's cooling off a little bit, Jen. What are we looking for?
Well, looks like some sunshine today. Highs getting up right around about the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 58. Similar day tomorrow, sunshine, high of 82 degrees, 83 here for your Wednesday with sunshine again. Thursday, mostly sunny, high around 85. Then Friday, a slight chance for rain showers and storms in the afternoon hours. Blend of clouds and sunshine develops, high around 83.
Yeah,
sounds nice.
Perfect.
I like it.
I would dare
I
go
don't
perfect.
Like it hot.
Yeah. Oh, I know. You know what? It's been not so much hot, but humid.
Yeah, there's been
man,
that.
Man, oh man, just crazy humidity. Good to drop that down a little bit.
No doubt about it.
So we got that going on. All right, weather 6:18. There you go. We got to check the sports page. Lots going on. Boy, I'm seeing more and more memes and statements from people after Major League Baseball opened, and you notice that the Washington Yankee game, the Nationals and the Yankees on opening day on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All but one player, I think, for the Giants was kneeling. Now, one point that was pointed out to me was that they weren't kneeling during the anthem. They just kneeled to show whatever, kind of solidarity thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Did
you see the fake fans in there?
I did. What is up with that?
They
what
were,
is going with the could, cardboard
they're,
cutouts?
They're trying to raise money. Jay said they're trying to raise money.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can put your avatar in there or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, what is this?
Oh, that was so
what
bad.
What is with that?
Oh, my gosh.
It was just...
It's the new normal, Kev.
I turned on the game on the Twins game on like, Friday. I was
what
like, oh,
in
let's
the
see
world?
What's going on. And here they're at Chicago Comiskey.
Cartoon
what's,
people. Cut
what
out.
Is that behind them? I go, is that a joke? And it was like, no, and then the guys were making fun of Bremer and the guys were making fun of there was an AJ Pierzynski one in there. But I come on.
Right?
Come on. I guess it's for money, right? They're raising money
they're
for
trying
the
deal? Trying to raise a little money. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Good for you. They wrapped up with the White Sox yesterday with just spanked them 14-2 the final there. But I was going to say that I'm seeing more and more of people saying they are not watching baseball. They're not going
to
watch football.
Yeah,
the NBA is out. I mean, literally, and talk about self-inflicted wounds and maybe self-inflicted death from these sports leagues. And I mean, and I'm really, again, I'm really torn about what's going to happen with the Vikings and if this is allowed to, you know, to propagate and how, you know, I just can't support that. If you do that, I just can't do it. But I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they even have football. I know they really would like to, but they'll probably give this baseball thing a look and see how that's going and say, hey, might not be worth it.
Yeah. I just think if you're going to listen to all of the you know, this very loud vocal minority and base your business and your league and all of it on that, it's going to be devastating. I don't know. We'll see. Winnipeg wrapped up that Red Hawks series. Actually, it was 6 games,
yeah.
But the 3-game, they swept them in the 3 games where the Red Hawks were the away team over the weekend. It was still at Newman Outdoor. 2-0 yesterday. Red Hawks got swept in that second 3-game series there. And young Michael Thompson is having a good year. Second win on the PGA Tour this year. Got the win at the 3M Open in the Twin Cities TPC.
That's golf is like page. The only safe sport.
Right. Yeah. Well, you get that and cornhole, apparently, or something. I don't know. I think I'm going to still be behind golf and cornhole because they don't kneel.
Hey, why not?
What did I read over the weekend? Cowards kneel. Leaders lead. Yeah.
There you go.
Thought that was pretty good.
It's true.
I'll kneel. Gladly kneel if I'm praying.
That's it.
6:22. We'll be right back. It's a Need to Know Morning Show.
Stay close to the news here. AM 1100, The Flag.
AM 1100, The Flag, WCFG. Good morning. Need to Know Morning Show, 6:25. Steve, Alex, and Kev. We got Monday right between the eyes, but a nice one. A little cooler.
Yeah, the week's going to be like mid-80s most of the week, so not bad at all.
By the way, somebody called, just wanted to know how I mentioned yesterday, but the Twins took 2 out of 3 from the White Sox this weekend. They got a nice, Kepler's bat lit up on Friday. And they got the nice win. They got hammered 10-3 on Saturday and then won 14-2 yesterday. So, and then they got the day off, and I think it's Cleveland. We got Cleveland tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, day off tomorrow, and a day off today, and then Cleveland, and that will be... Oh, no, that's White Sox have Cleveland. What do the Twins have? Well, Twins have the Cardinals. Sorry, just looking at the White Sox schedule. Yeah, Twins have the Cardinals, and that will be at Target Field tomorrow. Now, again, can't go. No in-person attendance. Can't go cheer them all.
There'll be cardboard cutouts.
But since they're all kneeling and seem to be pandering to all this business, who would maybe want to go? I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of friends are bowing out. And these are friends of mine that are serious, diehard Twins fans saying, screw them. They're going to do this. That, you know, my love for country, my love for the flag, my love for freedom, my love for all. And again, I get that they can do that. They do that. And they didn't do it during the anthem. But still,
it's just, people want to go to sports as an escape from all this craziness,
yes,
all the coronavirus.
I don't want to see that.
All the political we hate Trump stuff. If they're going to turn on a baseball game and see it, they may as well go putz around their garage and do something else.
Just play.
Right.
Just play your game.
Play the game and let us all relax and forget about it for a while.
And when you leave the stadium and you're on your own deal and you want to do that when you're out and when you have personal time,
That's
your time. Do that.
That's not what you're at work to do.
I don't go to the circus to watch motocross, okay? Mm-hmm. It's like or anything. I go to the circus to watch the circus.
Right.
To see
don't
want to
know your political views.
Put on the show.
I just want to enjoy. Yep.
I saw this. This is going to. Did you see what this Sean King? You know who Sean King is?
No.
He's a BLM spokesman.
Oh.
Have you seen this guy around? Yeah. Oh, he's a piece of work, this guy. Now he says that white people's churches should all come down.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta take
attacking
all of them down.
Religion. Yep. Yeah. That's no surprise from
all
the socialists.
All the churches. Yep. He's a bit of an agitator. Pretty well known.
Kind of sounds like it.
Pair of tweets posted over the weekend. Listen to this. Oh, Sean King. Yes, I think the statues of white Europeans they claim as Jesus should all come down. They are a form of white supremacy. Always have been.
Really?
In the Bible, when the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, guess where they went? Egypt, with an exclamation point. Not Denmark. Tear them down. And then he goes on to say, yes, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should all come down. Also come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy created as tools of oppression.
Okay.
Racist propaganda. They should all come down. But we're all created equal in the Lord's eyes, Sean. The Lord doesn't see color.
You know, I've had it with all these people.
I am done with it.
You know, there should be like some big complaint department. And if you have a complaint about something, go ahead, file it. It'll be reviewed. It'll be discussed. And if you have a valid complaint, maybe they'll do something about it. If you don't, goodbye to you.
It's get just over unbelievable. It. And the pandering and the...
Everyone and the, is so the, offended over nothing.
Oh, and I'm going to tell you something else. Did you see down in at the... this was all over getting views and clicks and blah blah was the two people wearing the Nazi masks.
Walmart in Marshall, Minnesota. Yeah, that was great. They did that on Saturday. That was their first day of the mask mandate. It was a 64-year-old woman and a 59-year-old man. They had Nazi flags on for a mask. And, yeah, this thing was in social media. They were seen at the checkout line. The woman was heard saying, "If you vote for Biden, you're going to be living in Nazi Germany." The couple were using the mask to protest the mask mandate going on in Minnesota.
So, hold on. She said, "If you vote for Biden, you're going to be living in Nazi Germany," while she was wearing a Nazi swastika.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I think it was...
Kind of got it backwards there,
well,
huh?
I think it was a bad choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Another onlooker said, "You can't be American and wear that mask. You cannot. We literally had a war about this." And the woman argued that she wasn't a Nazi. She said she was wearing the flag to protest against socialism in America. So
I get what she was doing.
Her heart was in the right place, but she really picked something not so right to do. Officials said they're banned from visiting any Walmart for at least a year. And your governor responded, too.
Oh, I'm sure. What did he say?
He tweeted. He said, "Disgraceful, plain and simple. Thank you, bystanders who stood up to this unacceptable hate-fueled behavior."
What about the rioting and
No, that's acceptable.
Hate the police. We hate the police. We hate being told what to do.
That's acceptable, Kevin. Protesting is fine.
Did you see... Go look and see how many hits that video
has.
They
had lots of them, huh?
I'm telling you, I think this is all put on. I think every time we see something like this, I think these two went out of their way to get that, have their daughter film it. They got somebody to bite and argue with them and scream. It's like the woman that walked into Panera Bread without a mask, and the people are filming her, and she's telling them, "Your farts go through your pants." Like, that's not going to stop anything. She's got like 6 million views.
Oh, brother.
I'm telling you, these people...
could be right on that. I mean, they could be doing this on purpose to get the cash that they get from these things.
The more I read about crisis actors, the more I believe it.
15 minutes of fame.
This couple, Marshall Minnis, goes in with these things on. They get somebody to engage them. They got people yelling at them. Right. They're yelling back. All of a sudden, you got 5 million views, and you got... James is here. McCarty, grab the mic.
You know,
last week, we talked about this. What was the number, dude, that you found... James McCarty's our social media guy. He's Mac. He's our sports god here, one of them. Anyway, last week we were talking about this, is that these hits and clicks make you money.
Yes.
And they know it. What were you saying 5 million views is worth on, whatever it was, TikTok or YouTube or whatever? When it was like $17,000 up to...
Yeah, it's $3 to $5 per every 1,000, depending on how many ads there are. So I think we went 5 million last week.
Yep.
Depending on the ads, it's between $16,000 and $27,000.
Think about that.
So that's not a bad payday for two or three people to get those views and do a couple videos.
And we got 16 grand. We don't have to go to war. Well, what can we do? What else can we do?
Well, yeah. Then you got to wonder: are these people going to make the rounds with their Nazi masks? I mean, it's totally unacceptable to have that type of mask.
No question. That blew me away, James. I mean, when I was thinking he's going to tell me like, $1,200, or you get maybe 2,000. You're getting five figures for 5 million views.
Right.
Or more. Think about it. So now, what's motivation? What's motivating to do? Are these people really doing this? Are they really just doing this to me? Or are they doing this for the views and the clicks and the crisis acting awards?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, you never know. You never know, for sure.
It's just something that's got to be asked, because you got to wonder about motivation for these people. What would motivate two elderly folks to put Nazis?
Elderly folks. They should know better.
I mean, they do know better, but their daughter's probably saying, "If you guys do this, I'll videotape you, and we'll get clicks, and we'll get views, and we'll get money,
and you'll get attention."
There's something to that. 6:33. Quick break. We'll check the forecast. Alex will dig deep on that. Coming up next.
Between news and opinion.
Fake news
becomes increasingly blurred.
The news media are a bunch of leftist liars.
We like to clarify things a bit. The news happens at the top of each hour, and when it breaks, everything else is all you.
The actual things that our experts are telling us.
Join the conversation.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for taking my call.
With AM 1100.
Oh, there's just so much to say and not enough time to say it or do it.
The Flag.
6:35 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Sunny and 82 today. Pretty darn nice. Tonight's low 58. It's going to be windy as usual, gusting up to 25. Tomorrow, sunny and 82. Wednesday, going up to 83 with lots of sunshine. Thursday, sunny and 85. Friday, we do have a chance of rain there in 86. Right now, it's a cool morning. We're at 62.
That's about a perfect forecast, though.
I mean,
you're looking, talking 80s, end of July, first part of August?
Yeah. I can turn my AC off. I like giving that a break. It's good with a heating bill.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Weather brought to you by our friends at Luther Family Buick GMC. Get great deals and experience the new Buick at Luther Family Buick GMC, corner of I-29, 32nd Avenue South in Fargo. Check out the new GMC Sierra pickups, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you like it? You want a new truck?
Those are the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Pretty nice. I would just love that.
All right, so there you go. It's Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag. Hear that song, I want to be like Steve, go out and run like 5 miles.
Yeah, right.
I'd make it like 50 feet, though, I'm sure. About 50 feet later, I've got Rocky hands up. I'd be like, yeah, somebody give me a chair.
Right, yeah, no kidding. It's not my thing.
Steve will slide in just after 7. I saw he and the lovely Tracy were down in the cities around Lake Calhoun. Doing a little jogging around Lake Calhoun.
Beautiful. Good to get out of town.
I don't think I can call it Lake Calhoun anymore. I think you have
is
to
that
call
racist?
It, yeah, it is. It's like Baksum Ma.
Something.
It's a native name now. They renamed it. Because Calhoun was apparently a
race,
jerk.
Supremacist. He owned slaves.
I think
he owned slaves is what I heard.
Having grown up there, as I'm sure Steve will attest to as well, that will always be Lake Calhoun. I don't care what you rename it. It's going to be Lake Calhoun. That's Lake of the Isles right there. There's Lake Calhoun. Where they are. All right. It's a Need to Know Morning Show. We've got a lot going on. We're going to have the Epic crew in. Mackenzie can't make it this morning.
Find out what's going on in West Fargo. Man, oh, man. Lots of shows and stuff going on out at the light. So we'll see if they've got any new announcements to make about that place.
Their VP of Marketing, Lance Johnson, will slide in just after 8:05, and we'll hear about the he's a VP of Events for Epic. Lance is going to be here. Mackenzie can't make it. But I know I talked to Blind Joe, had a great time over there.
Yeah.
A little show, and he said, oh, it was so fun. People out, you know.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. They're doing things out there. I love it.
Yeah. And there's more coming. I saw Hairballs coming, and they've got
There's some country bands
some country
coming.
Stuff
there's a couple.
Coming.
Yeah, should be good.
That is so awesome.
Be a good time.
You can do that.
They've got a play. They're doing
we can't do that in
FMCT
Minnesota.
Was doing a play out there, too, Hairspray.
Yep.
So, yeah, lots of good stuff. Can't wait to hear.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a good time. If you could do that in Minnesota, that'd be great. Governor, we'd love to have, an event or two,
Loose
just
jam.
Something.
Something would be nice.
Yeah,
it'd
be just super. Anything like that you
it's
could
outside.
Work out, that'd be great. Yeah. Here's funny, too. Cancel Moondance Jam. Can't have Moondance Jam. Yet, 2,000 people went up there,
camped,
hung out, didn't socially distance. There were bands in the saloon. Everybody was packed in the saloon, partying with them, having a great time. But couldn't have a full-on deal for whatever reason.
No. That would be fun. We can't have fun in Minnesota, Kevin.
Oh, no.
No fun will be had.
You can have a little fun if maybe you have a mask. Then you can have a little fun.
It's like, what? What did you say?
I want to get into this. And with this COVID business, there's another round of money coming, maybe. You were rolling TiVo on this.
Yeah, they're trying to hammer it out. They've been talking about it for a week now, and hopefully they'll figure something out this week. Ugh. Fox and Friends Weekend, Griff Jenkins asked Representative Louie Gohmert what he would like to see in the next stimulus package.
Looks like the White House and the Republicans in the Senate are getting closer to agreement. What are your thoughts as you sit on the House side?
Well, we're concerned about the giveaway programs to help the Democratic Party. We've seen some of those in the prior COVID legislation. And, of course, both Republican senators and Republican House members are very concerned about the efforts of Democrats to stifle the economy by leaving open the door to litigation, just overwhelming employers and businesses that open. So that's been a top priority. And the question is, how much giveaway programs that don't necessarily help the COVID victims, the House Democrats and Schumer going to demand in order to get the immunity from liability?
Yeah, so basically the Democrats want to incentivize people not to work like they did before, giving them the extra $600 so they get paid more to stay home. And the Republicans want these people to go back to work and boost the economy. So who knows what's going to happen? Trump's going to look like evil if these people don't get their extra money, and the Republicans are going to look bad, and that's just what the Democrats want.
So I get, as I'm reading this, the White House – or the House Democrats passed this, their own coronavirus relief thing, back in May. Republicans in the White House still can't agree on a GOP package. Federal unemployment benefits running out on Friday.
Yep.
The PPP thing, the Paycheck Protection Program, running out early next month. So the pressure's on.
The pressure's on.
For them to get this done.
Okay, and I believe they go home in August, too. Yeah. So they've only got just a few weeks to work on this.
This is Chuck U. Schumer talking to the press in New York yesterday about Senate Republicans twiddling their thumbs as millions of Americans are about to suffer. They don't care. Everybody's going to suffer.
Right.
Be suffering. This is Chuck U just giving his little his 10 cents on what they think on this side of this.
Some Senate Republicans are in another, and some Senate Republicans are in a third. But as they're dithering, we have come to three cliffs this week. Unemployment insurance, protection for renters, protection for state and local government workers. And if we do nothing, over a million New Yorkers could be hurt, and hurt badly. Leader McConnell has refused to put bill together and put it on the floor of the Senate. We need him to act now for the sake of millions of New Yorkers and tens of millions of Americans.
Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think about that?
It's typical what they do. You know, like grandma's going to eat dog food if the Republicans get this and that. I mean, remember all those, are you pushing the Medicare, the old people off the cliff? You know, all those stupid ads and stuff that we've seen from them. It's just more of it. People need to get back to work and have some self-respect and make their own money. The government shouldn't have to take care of everyone in the world that's capable of working.
But we're saving lives, Alex.
I don't believe
we're
being
safe.
I don't believe we are.
We're
at this
saving
point.
Lives.
I think it's we hate Trump and we want to make him look bad.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe. Yeah, possible.
A little bit of that.
A little more from Chuck on the.
So I ask our Republican friends, get your act together.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Some of them actually want to do nothing about.
You know,
it's just drivel, isn't it?
I see him, and he looks like the devil. I can just see little
he
horns
does.
Poking
yep.
up out of his head. He just looks like Satan himself.
You know who I see when I look at is Gavin Newsom. When I look at Gavin Newsom, I see Damien from The Omen.
There, yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
mean, that's like, he's so just, ugh. But maybe the thing is, Chuck, is that we've already spent, what, almost $3 trillion in relief of money we didn't have.
And where's this coming from, yeah?
Maybe on the conservative side, maybe, Chuck, we want to dial this down a little bit rather than printing up another $3 trillion and having you put all sorts of pork in there for whatever. Are we going to fund the Lincoln Center again?
Probably.
Are we going to go down that road? You know, and I'm sure, I'm positive, because I hear Kelly Armstrong talking about it. I hear John Hovind, and I hear, you know, your North Dakota delegate, because we never get to talk to the Minnesota delegate.
No, they're in hiding.
But yeah, they want to layer these things with all sorts of self-interest and pork and...
Well, and they just layer them with things to make the Republicans look bad,
yep.
too, because they're such giving people. They want free stuff for everyone, and how are you going to pay for it? Oh, we don't know. We'll worry about it later.
We'll worry about it later. Now, hey, can you fire up the printers?
Then that's about it.
Get printing here.
Anyone with any logic knows it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, not at all. Couple of notes, a couple other headlines. That going on. You saw the hurricane just missed Hawaii, just to the north. And then you got Hannah down in Texas, dumped a bunch of rain down in Texas. They're dealing with that.
Texas is getting it.
Like they needed to deal with all that. John Lewis passed away, his body lying in state. John Lewis, a big part of the civil rights movement.
Right.
And the Martin Luther King Jr. Long time. What was he? How long?
Was it 88? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
They were running a funeral stuff all weekend on him. It was pretty interesting, a lot of it.
Well, I don't know how many years in Congress too. just decades in Congress, 55 years. He marched in Selma.
But look at what he did and what he actually overcame.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this man actually did something with his life. Instead of screaming for handouts, he actually did it himself.
Absolutely. A great
point. You know, you can respect that.
And the only other notes is that Portland and Seattle haven't calmed down at all. It's been, you know, almost two straight months now in Portland. Just terrible.
Yeah.
And they, did you see that Kelsey Grammer's daughter got hurt? She's recovering after apparently outside of a New York restaurant. And there's people doing bad things in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can't tell who they are with masks on, I suppose, either.
And one more note, speaking of that I saw over the weekend. You are 66,000 times more likely to be taken by a human trafficker than you are to die of COVID. Yet,
really?
All the traffickers can wear masks now and won't know who they are.
Yeah.
They're doing. I read that over the weekend. It was shocking.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's not more robberies and things going on with, you know, masks being okay and nobody knows who you look like anymore.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they are going on. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. It's all illegal. It's all criminal activity. And they all got masks on. Who can tell who it was?
Right.
Imagine if you did that before COVID. Everybody'd be arrested.
Right. You people go, something's up with this guy.
George
now everybody's
Floyd.
Wearing
yeah.
one.
Exactly. It's a Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag. We got a nice, easy going, pretty late July forecast. We'll check that coming up and look at the sports page on the way.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
Yes. I just want you to know what a breath of fresh air you people are.
Today I'm visiting with Mike Kelly from City Center Lofts. Mike, can you please tell our listeners what you do?
We build, develop, and sell condominiums in downtown Fargo. We're building a condo project called City Center Lofts.
You've worked closely with the folks at Accent Kitchen and Bath on a number of projects. What is it about Accent that puts them in the awesomeness category?
So we start with a meeting with Tim, and he takes you through the design process from start to finish. The showroom itself is like nothing else in our area. It has multiple kitchen and bath layouts for you to walk through and experience. You can be your own designer, or Tim can do all the work for you. My day of awesomeness took a couple hours, and it was a great way to start a successful project.
Experience your day of awesomeness. Call 701-293-6000. That's 701-293-6000. Or go online to chooseaccent.com.
Accent Kitchen and Bath, the perfect showroom for your home.
Recent events have proven challenging for everyone. And at Fix-It Ford Ministry, they have a commitment to solve the transportation challenges of those most in need in our FM area. As they ramp up operations to buy parts and fix these vehicles, the money donated to the ministry from people like you helps make all that happen. And now through the end of July, all money donations will be matched up to $10,000. This will help Fix-It Ford Ministry to put more vehicles in the hands of those most in need. Your donations can help. Go online to fixitfordministry.com.
You're always on the go. Luckily, getting the news from the flag is now voice activated. Hey, Alexa, wave the flag.
6:48 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Lots of sunshine out there today. Already this morning, it's beautiful. Going up to 82 for the high, the low 58. Wind will be gusting to 25. Tomorrow, sunny and 82 again. Tuesday's low 58. Wednesday, sunny and 83. Thursday, 85. Friday, we do have a slight chance of rain in 86. Right now, it's cooling down a little bit. We're at 61.
Still nice, though.
Nice, cool morning, yeah.
I think the wind is going to be the thing today, right?
Usually is, yeah. Yeah, a little wind.
Crank that up. That's the way that goes. All right, time to check the sports page. Brought to you by our friends at Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North. Anything concrete, new, fixing, basements, foundations, anything. Got bulging walls, cracks. This is the crew that takes care of that, period. Done.
And we get a lot of that in our neighborhood with all this clay and stuff we have.
Yep. So if you got a big tree, big root pushing your basement wall in like I had on one of our deals one time, get the crew from PCCND.com in there and they will get it right. Egress windows as well. Anything concrete that you got to deal with, PCCND.com. Checking the sports page. Well, the Redhawks had a 6-game series going with Winnipeg. They won one of those games out of the six.
Not good.
Not a good start for the Redhawks. They got swept over the weekend. The first three started on Tuesday where they were home. Because, again, the Northern League, as I call it, the American Association, whatever, they're playing in three locations. They're playing in Wisconsin. They're playing here in Fargo. And so we had Winnipeg for six games. The first three, we were the home game, home team. Second three, we were the away team. Got swept. And it was weird. We took one out of two, or one out of three in the first three. And then once we were the away, we were playing supposedly at Winnipeg at our stadium. They lost all three.
Well, here's the thing. At least you can go to the games and enjoy it, have some hot dogs, drink a beer.
You bet.
And it's not a cardboard cutout.
Exactly. So they'll take a day off. They've got St. Paul. That's again at Newman Outdoor tomorrow at 7:02. Twins, you know, good. Good. Looked, the bats are there. They Kepler just lit it up on their first game on Friday. They lost the middle game and then ended up just spanking the White Sox yesterday, 14-2.
Oof.
That's like a football score.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
So yeah, they won that. They'll take the day off, and then they've got Cleveland coming up. Cardinals. I'm sorry, Cardinals. That'll be at Target Field tomorrow at 7:10. Again, no fans. Can't have any fun watching any baseball other than on TV. Only other notes really were that that Michael Thompson won at the PGA event down in the Twin Cities at TPC. That was the 3M Open. He's having a nice year. It was his second win on the tour. And our Frazee, our 2-1-8 select AAU team,
went
0-2 on Friday, went 2-0, took the bronze on Saturday.
That's
pretty
good.
I was pretty happy.
You have a lot of talent there.
You bet. We were excited. And really, word was that Scottie Pippen was there. Because his son...
And watching?
We saw him on the monitor once, but we never saw him in person. But apparently his son goes to one of the prep academies in the cities.
Well, you probably wouldn't recognize him without a face mask anyway.
Right. Yeah.
He'd have that on.
Didn't recognize anybody. All right. Take a quick break. Rush Limbaugh in the Morning Minute coming up in just a bit.
This is the conservative voice of the Valley. You're listening to the Need to Know Morning Show.
AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG, Need to Know Morning Show. You excited about that? I knew you would be. Thank you. A little scream out of Katrina there.
You knew that was coming.
Come on. That's one of my DJ skills right there. 6:54, six away from 7 o'clock. One note that I didn't mention happened on Friday. Mike Zimmer got a contract extension with the Vikings, got a nice three, and at 63 years of age, 64 years of age, his quote was, I'm just happy to be relevant, pretty much, is what he said.
He's not that old. He's not dead yet.
Yeah,
come on.
No, exactly. So he's not, the article says, you know, he wasn't quite ready to say how long he's going to keep coaching, but he's not planning to step away anytime soon. 3-year extension, signed it on Friday through the 2023 season. And, of course, that'll keep him there. And boy, if he can't get it done in that amount of time, Zim, I think we got to move on. But I liked everything the guy has been working on and he's gotten done so far. So I still have faith in the Zim.
No, he's got to get us to a Super Bowl, right?
I am just praying, sir, that you will not allow any of this kneeling nonsense. Please. You can dictate that.
It's
the
true.
Will family. You can say you will not kneel on our field, in our stadium, on our team. They can dictate that. They can say you will. If you do that, right? Like John Elway did. See what he did? Elway in Denver with the Broncos?
Did he do it?
He said, if I see anybody kneeling, you will be fired on the spot.
Good.
He will walk down. He's done it already. He'll walk down. You're done. Go to the locker room. Get your stuff. Get out.
He must get shamed for that. Is that acceptable?
Oh, I'm sure he does, but he doesn't care. He's John Elway.
I would think the people would protest against him and get him fired.
Well, yeah. No, he said, if any of it, we will be fired on the spot. I'm hoping...
Whatever we got to do,
come on, Zim. Just don't let that happen. If that happens, that's going to be a problem for me.
I'm going to be very
conflicted, and that's going to be a problem. I don't want to be conflicted. I just want to watch the Purple play football.
You just want to have
all
fun.
I want.
Just forget about life for a while
Please.
And enjoy the game. Exactly.
We'll check some big shot birthdays coming up. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. We'll see who you share it with coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's time for Rush Limbaugh and the Morning Minute.
You know, it's not just Seattle, Berkeley, New York, and other blue American cities. This insanity that we see around us has spread to cities around the world. In Liverpool, England, protesters vandalized street signs for Penny Lane. The vandals blacked out the famous street name and spray-painted Racist Lane, all because of unproven speculation that the street was named for James Penny, an 18th-century slave merchant. Steve Rotherham, mayor of Liverpool, says that there isn't one shred of evidence that the street was named for the slave trader. That doesn't matter. The mob has ruled. So I guess that we can expect that next, these history-erasing race warriors will come after the Beatles for daring to write an iconic song about their childhood memories of life in Liverpool. It was called Penny Lane. Paul George, John Ringo, anybody who collaborated with him probably will be denounced for writing a song about a street that maybe, possibly, might have been named for somebody in a slave trade 300 years ago. You know, these crazed leftists don't give a rat's rear end about evidence or history or anything else. The UK protest mobs are also demanding that statues of Winston Churchill and even Mahatma Gandhi come down. Nothing and nobody is immune from the blind rage of the mob. These leftists, they're beyond nuts. They're truly flirting with insanity. Do not let them suck you into it, folks. Business owners, you got a lot on your plate. Re-engaging customers, instigating new projects, welcoming back employees. It's a lot. Hiring new employees to help your business grow and meet the demands of your customers can be a full-time job in itself. That's why you should let ZipRecruiter handle your recruiting. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 leading job sites. ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology will find people with the right skills and experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter also notifies job seekers who are the right fit when your job is posted, so you start getting matches right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Let ZipRecruiter do your recruiting for you so that you have one less thing to worry about. Try it out for free. ZipRecruiter.com/rush. That's ZipRecruiter.com/rush.
All right, birthdays today. 27th of July, 2020. 7/27/2020. Say that fast. Happy birthday today to Jordan Spieth. He's a golfer. You wouldn't know that.
I would not know
that. He's 27 today.
A youngin'.
I usually shoot that on the first hole. The future ex-Mr. Jennifer Lopez. Former baseball player Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, A-Rod. Let's go 50.
45 today.
He's younger than J-Lo.
He and J-Lo combined are worth nearly $1 billion. How about that? The very funny Maya Rudolph. Or Maya from SNL.
49.
48.
Okay.
Her mom was Minnie Riperton. Did you know that?
I did. Yeah. I did hear that at one time,
You know that, saying loving you back in the 70s?
Yeah, yeah.
Legendary figure skater Peggy Fleming, birthday today. She won the gold in 68.
Oh, let's go 70. 70.
72. Okay. We're right there. Singer Bobby Gentry and her ode to Billy Joe. She's
74.
76 today. And another pop singer from the past, Maureen McGovern. There's remember this one?
Yeah, the radio played that one to death. Uh-huh. Let's go 80.
71 today. And TV pioneer Norman Lear is 98 today. Still sharp as a tack, that guy. Still going.
91.
98.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it's take your houseplant for a walk day today.
That's not fun.
In addition to
find
to
a
do.
Puppy.
Yeah. 7 o'clock. This is WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, USA. Good morning.